Gemara Yitzas on the base says, Abaye asked from Rabbo that Rameir said in the Mishnah that you put shutin in if the distance between the pasuk b'rayis is too large, so you put him shutin to be ma'ir da'avir. So Abaye asks, what about being ma'ir ben yomdan? Yomdan tomorrow. Right, the Mishnah to the Shainis, you can't. Abaye asks, Noch a shayla from Rabbo about what about like Rabbi Yehuda? Do you pshutin? Do you ma'ach b'diyumdun? Rabbi brings a raya from the Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda's Yishuv, Rabbi Yehuda's Mechalik, the Racham, want to be medame, dear sar muktzel chatzar to pass the birois that why is Rabbi Yehuda not matir more than a basis of Sayim? And Rabbi Yehuda said zumachitz avela pasen. Rabbi says that if he was makbid on the yumdin, so then he should have said zumachitz of zumachitza, or Kasha, and Abaye's Matarits that no, Sumachitza El Pasen means Zutaris Machitza, and this is Taris Pas. So, Chalm and Sigil is a lot of different points. The Iker, want to focus on is, Rashi in the Shaila of Rabbi Yehuda says that the Shaila is, should we need to have pshutin because of heker, and harachas diyumdin would not work, or fakir we should have harachas diyumdin because on pshutin there would be asi aviru. It's clear from Tosis that Tosis did not learn that way. Tosis asks Akasha on Isa Zumachitza Zumachitza. Tosis is clearly understanding that it's zikr that Harachas Diyumdin would work, and the Shaila is what about Pshutin also. And Tosis asks that in Rameir it's Mashma Ipcha. So why didn't Rashi have the soul? Rashi does seem to have different, and the Rishonim have.
See, as the Tosfos
says,
it would still be true.
It didn't change. Okay, depending on why he didn't hold all the Rashi, Meikaro would be if he got it would be a very big chazar. And the Rishonim have a different pshat in the Mile of Pshutin, which is that it's Meimayt Ba'avir, and Chayyur have to flash in the Rishonim like. The Rana asks that, who cares? Why? What's this milo of being ma'irch of being ma'ir ba'avir? Up to 10 amos in Rameir, 13 on the third, and Rabbi Yehuda is allowed. So, if you have that, what's the milo of putting this in? So, we have to go back to say this that we've seen throughout. Which is that there's a you say this like a machlokes between the Rishonim and Tosfos back in the Mishnah that what's seemingly like the Rishonim what we're zuching with mechitzas is we need a makom mesuy like Tosfos we need a makom mukaf, and that's why Tosfos has a word of asiyas psachim. Whereas in the Rishonim, it's that much. It's clear there. Dvasa says clear that you could have pirza, even a grace of pirza. But as long as we have mechitza, but tzadim, that's enough. Rashi was mash like this in the Mishnah. Rashi says that nimtza l'chol ruach is amos doifin amo kenegad ed amo or revach b'intayim. Seems using that. Rashi. On your testament basis, says a word of that you have a sheer Pesach Eser Amos in Rameir, and the Yaiser, you have Rashi on Yod Amud Aleph, where Rashi says clearly in Rabbi Yehuda that by Pasuk Birois, Lehavi Choshev of Pesach Ad Shloish Hesrei Amo Lishlish. So seemingly Rashi is going Al Derech Tosfos. B'inyan Osei Aviro. So we had in Tosfos asks the Kasha about Osei Aviro. He says, "Lagabi elergal mekilu kumuad ayraiso," and that we find that Rishonim also say that. So clearly, Rashi over here that he's saying asi aviro would be handling midrabon. That maybe it would say asi aviro midrabon. So Kenera, there's. Spoke about it in Chavur that there's you say this the kechilik between the Asi Avira of I would like to say is Rashi over here and the Asi Avira that Rishen would be handling, which is that it was already Mavur back on Davyud and really going back to Dav Tezvav, that Rashi says by Kalayim that there's that when you have a pass that's dal tochem, so it's emin choshev, so the aver is lemavatale legamri, and it's matter miya connecta. It's clear in Rashi that Rashi is learning that there is a osi aviro akaponim on the side of the pass. The Rishonim, you have the Rashba on the Zayinam base, and the Ritva over here in the beginning of Eis and Passan. They're clear that the Asi Avir that we're handling is to be Mevatel the Etzem Ha'imit. So, L'Chayro, you could say that this is all the Shittasam, that Rashi that's going. That let's start with the Rishonim easier. The Rishonim that are going that what we're zuching is a makam mesuyim. So the point is to have oimid around the makam. That's messiah of the makam and marks off the makam. And with having that, so now I have my makam. The problem would be that I have pirtzis, and for that there's a pirtzis would. What Shter would say that it's one makam with the chutz. For that, I have a din of psach. But al kaponim, there's no din of having that bedavka a makam mukaf. I'm not zuching to have a hekif. The teres makam is not coming from teres mukaf. It's coming from a makam mesuyim, makam that I have. That it's clear that this is a separate makam. Im kain, like the Rishonim, this that one oimid is going to talk to the other oimid, that's not necessary mitzad the oimid. That whole din to be mafkia the shem pirtza is mitzad the makam, not mitzad the mechitza. Mitzad the mechitza, so you have mechitza all around. Say, let's say with Ayman Ruba, you have mechitza around it. It marked off the makam. That's good. What's good? What would shter is if there's pirtzis, so the makam is parts lechutz. So you have to take care of the pirtzis. But this that we're taking care of the pirtzis is means that the pirtzis would shter means the makam. So there's no. So be'etzim, there's no. There's for that we wouldn't need a din of asi avira. We're not coming to be mevatel oimid. The word is it's parots on the side of the image is parots. So mamela, so there's a tzir for shiyus. Masha enkein in Rashi and
if it's going to be batel, it's going to be batel, right?
What?
If the image is batel.
No, so the only asi avir that they would handle. is a bittul of the Atzam Aymid. In Rashi, where the Yisayit is to make a Makam Mukuf, where I'm trying to go ahead and Shaf Hekif, Kum Tais at the Pirtzis, are a shter to the Atzam Mechitza. Because what I'm trying to have is Makam Mukuf. I'm trying to have Hekif here. So then, in Kain, the Mechitza, every Aymid, Mitzad Atzma, is trying to talk to the side also, Mitzad. The din of mechitza over here, which is not just to make a makam mesuyim, but to make a makam mukaf. So in Rashi, there's taka a din of talking to the side. In Rashi, there's a asi avira to the sides. So in Kain, that would be the asi avira that Rashi would be talking about over here, and we'll go back to that shortly. In the Rishonim, just continuing. Bedarkan shal Rishonim, where the Rishonim are saying the Rishonim are saying that what we're looking is a makam mesuyim. So in that it could be move on. That the Rishonim are saying that we want to be mamayit in the aver the hainu. We have over here a situation where you have the Kronis, where the Kronis are in this situation where it's part or parts Merubah, when you have Kronis, Zagna Yerushanim, Kronis are Messiah Mamakam Batsim. Normally Chazal don't allow for either Regalim Hikilu, and they allowed for us to go ahead and use this Mechitza Ayadei Kronis. So, Narvas, when the bayers got too big and Ramelo the passen are too far apart, so together is the Chazal were Mesak and they have to be Mamayid Ba'avir. The word of that is to go ahead and Viter to be Messiah of the Makam. The Siyam of the Makam is happening on Yedei the Kronos, and the Kronos are too far apart from each other. So what we're trying to do is connect the Kronos. If what we're trying to do is connect the Kronos, so then what more simon you could have along the way is Vasbesser, because that then you see it out better. So if Chazal are coming to Misak and a Tikkun for Beiris that are too big and Memele the Pasin, the Dyumdin are going to be too far apart from each other, the Mahalif of that would be Davka Ayadei Pshutin, because Ayadei Pshutin you get the best outline of that you would be able to see up the Diyumdin Tzazamin. Masha Enkin, if the idea is to make Psachim, so if there's a shear of how big your Pesach could be, Yud Le'er Meir and Yud Gemol Shlesh Le'er Yehuda, there would be no Vart then of Mali, if we allow up to a certain amount, there's no word of being Mamayit Ba'avir.
You're saying Mamayit Ba'avir means it helps in the Siv HaMakam?
In being Mamayit Ba'avir between the meaning like this, if you're Mayit with Evidim, you're going to be Mayit only until 10.
Right.
And you're going to have a gap between 10 between the Harachas. Hashanken, if you do pshutin, so then you'll most of the time end up with less than 10.
And ending up with less than 10 is better in terms of Siva Makam?
In better, in terms of, yeah.
Is this in Rashi?
No. Shana. Rashi.
Rashi says the Mishnah Koshi
handles it. Rashi is handling when it's not bigger than the share.
When you're smaller than
the
shear, right?
No, Rashi's humbling not by a bar God. Over there, the Rishonim wouldn't have a chazar.
You think they would agree that it's koshkin on his face? That's what you're saying.
There's no such vart. Because 10 diumdin that are 10 apart can talk to each other.
I know, but it's still better.
What's better? There's no better.
It's just 10 apart over here.
10 apart is not a problem. Here, the vart is I need the diumdin to talk to each other. The Diyumdin shall elect to see a Makam. The Diyumdin are more than 10 apart. When over here, they're more than 10 apart. The Pshutin are just a way of connecting the dyumna.
If you rely on the dyumna, simply they're only 10 apart, no? And the dyumna are long, so the sum of each dyumna is 10 apart.
No. Because, okay. Again, the siyum amok is happening. I did the corners. Crown. Fine. So.
You don't mean 10 apart, you mean 12.
Oh, so. So, now, so in Rashi, Reb Chaim Sheldavak in Tosis. That Batzim, there's a Hilchus of Altifetz Rubo. And the Hilchus of Altifetz Rubo is Davko if you have Parots. If it's Pesach, so then there's not going to be a problem of having Parots Rubo. And that's Tranitosis. Tosis is making Pesach. The Azoy, do you have Pesach? It's like, Reb Chaim, you need Mechitza in order to make Pesach. So, everyone asks, how does that work? So, Chayro, Masha Mavur is that when you have Mechitza Shabbat, when you have Diyumdin, you have Pesach, Reb Chaim says, Ashir Mechitza B'tzdalin, so Das Alein is Zakr Chaim is a mechitza, which there's two different ways to understand that. One which may be Mashmais and Taisis, one Mashmais and Rashi. In Taisis, Taisis says two Nakudas. Taisis says, Heichad Lakasham. Like a shame, it's more than Marshall. It's shame, not sham. You have a shame, dal mechitzas, and also you have am mikan avam mikan. It's called in the Tais Rosh. These are two distinct nekudas. There's one part of a shame dal mechitzas, and another nekuda of am mikan am mikan. Rashi in the Mishnah did not mention a shame dal mechitzas. Rashi said nimtzel chol ruach beis amos is deifin ama can I get amo but revach bein time. Chayro, we could clear in this first dargo, if you will, of mechitza that Reb Chaim is having, this dag of mechitza that I did, this dag of mechitza will have psachim before coming to the lemaisa dika shem mechitza of al tifer tzruba, that mechitza is a stima. V'atzim, there's a in Tosis it would sound like it's a vart of a shem dal mechitzas, is that if I have mechitzas on cult stadim, I have mechitzas that these four walls, each wall is part of a group, that there's a shame dalad mechitzas. So then there's an idea of that there's a shir mechitza and it's besayf, that there's mechitza besayf hakaisel. So these things are mechitzas. They are makif a makam. They are a mechitza. And melo durch them, I could. That's enough mechitza to say that I have mechitza here with which to make Pesach. Rashi Avshakam. The Rambam said, when the Rambam brings down the halacha of our Mishnah, the Rambam says that you shtalavek, you have ches pasim, and you put two per corner, one like this, all around, and that's how you have a pasim berois. In Rashi, Rashi says Diyumdin is Amudim Hanirin Kishnayim Sha'asa Kemarzif. Rashi says that it's that these Diyumdin are about one Amud that are Nirin Kishnayim. Rashi's reading the Pashta Verta of the Mishnah are both Diyumdin Nirin Kishmaina, which is that there's four pass. There's four passin, but you bend the passin. And so, L'chayro, that is the Rambam, L'shitasai, the Rambam goes al darach the Rishonim. They have a revua nikar v'nira. You have it's all in the corners. So the point is that I have these corners. So there's no chashivas to arbod yumdin. Diu amudim, it's not shnei amudim, it's diu amudim. But there's no ba'atzim chashivas to that. It's like the Rambam, it's ba'atzim diumdin or shnei pasim. In Rashi, it's davka. The point is that al yedei having diumdin, you have a hack, you have this first daga of Reb Chaim, you have this hack of makam, dahainu. That you in as much as you have a shir mechitza, and the mechitza goes around, and then you have Kenegda, and that goes around. The Kenegda, you have that goes around. So then you have a heck of makam idea of the mechitza, but it's like a din in diumdin of, and that's why we started back with arba diumdin. I'm not saying that you can't create a diumdin idea shnei pasim lemaisa, but the point is that it's but considered one pass. And that's how you create this first darga in Reb Chaim of having a heck of makam, not a yedei a shame dalad mechitzas, but rather a yedei dalad diumdin, where each diumid turns the corner, and then you have kenegda, and that turns the corner. So I see up a heck of makam mitzad the mechitza. In Rashi, we're not looking a makam mesuim, we're looking a makam mukaf. So you have that first darga of a mechitza, that the mechitza runs around the makam, and memela, that's a shame mechitza. There's a mechitza that runs around, and memela with that you could create a teres psach. Im kain, comes on as that in Rashi. The shame mechitza is coming from the diumet, but it could be that it's chaluk. So it's the am of the diumet that's created that shafts the shame mechitza with which to make psach. So in Reb Meir, you would not be able to say Asi Aviro on the Pashut. Why? Because right now what happened? The Diumdin are too far apart. So the sheer Pesach Leir Meir's is Esar Amis by Birois. Hashin Rashi. So this sheer Pesach is Esar Amis, too far apart. So we have to put in a pashut. Haint, when the diumid comes to is saying to make the diumid is mechitza. So the diumid says to make a pesach to this pashut. So the pashut today, ba'atzem mitzad the pashut alain, the pashut is a bar hachi of making pesach up to tanamis. It wouldn't do it by itself, because mitzad the pashut it's parts meruba, and mitzad the pashut it wouldn't be chal to be makav v'makam. But haint that I have the diumid on the side, that the diumid is saying yet to be makav v'makam. The diumid is yet mechitza. The diumid says yet to make pesach, and the diumid is shafting pesach to the pashut. So now the pashut is taka part is party in making this and this pesach, because the pashut it would. Mitzad atzma, if it was just pasha the pasha, would not be able to shaf pesach. But when it's, when it's joining together with a diomed, that diomed says yeah to make Pesach, so then the pasher is also part of making the Pesach. So then you wouldn't, in any situation where you're making Pesach, you don't say asi avira.
Where do you get that from?
Everything.
Do you make a Pesach asi avira?
Well, in this first din. Well, this is the Reb Chaim. What do you mean?
So why do you say asi avira? I'm not following it.
Because that avir that's in between is a Pesach. It's not avir anymore. It's a Pesach. And the mahalach would be is that you would start from the Duma, go to the Pasha, and then me Pasha the Pasha, and
Pasha
the Pasha.
You say it's a Pesach, it's not a
Pritzah. No, 100%.
So it's not a Pritzah, it's considered. Just because it's not a Pritzah doesn't mean that it's
really not a Pesach. It's a Pesach, it's not going to be a Pesach.
It's
going
to be a Pesach after you
retire
from the
Ayyub.
Should be I'm
starting for that, what do you mean? Right? But that's already a Din Mitzah.
No, but
there's
no Asi Avira. There's no Asi Avira, right? Yeah. The Chalos Pesach is only after you say that the Ayyub is alive. So you have the Hekav, Givaldi, but the Hekav doesn't make a Pesach. Because the Hekav is 15. So why isn't there Asi Avira to say that this guy can serve the Hekav?
I see regardless. What I felt here is it would only be mitzvah the second day. So the asiyas Pesach.
Right. So how can you use this as a Pesach? Say it's not here. It's asiyah avira.
Because the asiyah avira here would be on the din Pesach. On the din of it to make Pesach. Here I'm starting with Pesach from the diyum. Come on. Mashengin in Rabbi Yehuda, where it's Yud Gimel, where it's Yosef Mishir Pesach, there we would not we over there the mitzvah the Aymed is not pekayach to make the Pesach. So there the Aymed is not going to join together with the Diyomid. It's going to be called Kulei mitzvah the Diyomid. So over there we talk say Asi Avira on this Aymed. Mashengin in Taisus, if in Taisus the idea is shame dal mechitzas, so the shame mechitza, the shame dal mechitzas is not going to be dafka the kranis. Over there the shame it has a shame mechitza because there's a sheer mechitza on the sides, but any oimid on this ruach is part of that mechitza. So in as much that we would give this a shame mechitza, so we wouldn't say asi avira on the pasher. As if the idea Rav Moshe says when you have a imin meruba in one spot you have that it's part of meruba al imid, but if this imid is part of this mechitza, so we wouldn't say asi avira on that because that's part of a bigger imid. So well, then in Tosis where the shame mechitza is coming, that's mitzad against the ruach. It has a shame mechitza despite there being parts of ruva because this mechitza is also to the kronos. But avada even the pasha is part of that mechitza. We wouldn't say asi aviron. But the point of the part is because mitzad the pasha it's parts meruba, right?
Even if it's tennis, parts meruba.
The part is that it has no shaykhis to making a pesach.
Why not?
The pasha being that it's not.
It's not Menatzad. It's
Menatzad. Mayor holds Pesach and Rehudah's Pesach is different. It got me to Asi Avira. Or Mayor holds Pesach still 10 and Rehudah's still 13, right? Amos. The word is Mitzad the Oymid of the Pashas. Is it Beicholus to make, let's say there was an Oymid Meruba.
Okay.
Would this Oymid be able to make this Pesach?